Welcome to Sri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Sri and Kira.
Yesterday when our show ended, there were a lot of you still on the line, so jump in the lines early. We'll try to get to as many of you as we can. And this is just a moment of namaste. We love you. Welcome. And to all of you, in every experience of the welcome, we are honored you are with us here today. This is a profoundly important moment. And let the journey continue, huh, Sri?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, as I'm staring out at you, I can't help but notice that I'm liquefying just a little bit.
That's why I said he's becoming our Atlantean background. I love it. I love it.
So we're just going to let it be. And welcome, because today we are exploring further what is happening with the call to the lineage holders and the energy of July, because the energy of this time is calling forward a recognition, a healing, and an action.
Which is all resolution.
Absolutely.
So let us not forget that the overarching energy of July is resolution, and that here we are on the 7th. Mercury is going to go direct on the 8th. We are already in that energy. That energy is going to float us all the way through until the end of July. And as we mentioned on yesterday's show, and I'm going to jump to a graphic really quickly just so that we can get through this very quickly. Sri, can you please go to that graphic? Perfect. So if you're watching us, then let me explain what you're seeing. And if you're listening, let me do my best to explain it as well. What's happening right now is that we have jumped into the first of the last months of this year, July through December, where the energy, where the action that would come into the co-creative thought that would manifest through the planetary thought body had not yet been co-created. So July is that first revelation, and it is about resolution. And that resolution is an opportunity. And it is an extraordinary opportunity to not only remember who you are, but by the end of the month, this is about resolution as to the big life questions. So let me go back to our live camera. And as I do, I also want to just say thank you to those of you that are over here in the chat. Those of you over here in the chat are saying, hey, I like that background. I made that.
Yes, you did.
That took me, you would not believe how many hours that took me to make. But you know, I had to make it because I couldn't find anything that was even close to what they have been, the divine directors have been showing energetically. And someone is saying that they're not seeing us live. I don't know how to address that question over here, but I'm watching us over here on YouTube. So just go to YouTube, Official Sri and Kira, and we're streaming just fine. And let's see. I'm sorry, guys. Forgive us for these tech issues. When I go to the side of the show where I do click, I see the streaming, please. Yeah, YouTube. Go to YouTube, and the name of our channel is Official Sri and Kira. You can also go to Facebook, to the Oneness Talk Radio page in Facebook, and we are broadcasting there as well. So whichever one works well for you guys. And it looks like some of our beautiful listeners, I've just put the links in. Thank you.
Yes.
So let's come back to talking about why this background, why this moment. Now, hopefully you were with us yesterday. If you were not with us yesterday, please go watch yesterday's show. Sri, I believe you posted that at Oneness Talk Radio, right?
It's posted, and actually a live video feed is posted from yesterday. So you just go to our show page, Explore the Mysteries, and you'll see it.
So if you go to Oneness Talk Radio, Explore the Mysteries, you will see yesterday's show right there as a video, and you can watch it. And the reason I'm sharing that is We shared a lot about what this miracle rise of the lineage holders is doing. And I have to admit, Sri and I have still been in the energy of what opened up during that massive mastery mentorship ceremony yesterday in the morning that followed into the show is what led to this graphic. I only put this together this morning, and it was after being with the whole of you yesterday, because when we were sharing yesterday during our mastery mentorship gathering is where it first came out, we started sharing some of what is needing to be remembered. You know, this is a reunion month in many ways, and how perfect that it happens during a retrograde, right? That this reunion of the gathering of the masters, of the lineage holders, is occurring, because the last time this happened was during the culminating moments of the Atlantean experience. And that's hence why this graphic, what you may or may not notice is there are cosmic energies in here. There is the eye of the universe. There is many dolphins. There are many different temples. There is the benevolent energy of the cosmic beings. There is the creation molecules and lots of sacred geometries. And the reason that's all in there, and as I share that with you, do you guys feel it? This is what happened yesterday,
yeah, I'm
too.
Getting a little,
we all started feeling our crown chakras tingling. And so this is part of this week and why we want to dive today deeper into the Honesty Heals Running Ignites, so that you can understand the power of this. Because if we run away from this, then we are saying no to something that we already know. The gift is, my angels, if you are hearing our voice, if you are watching this show, whether you are watching it live, whether you are watching it years from now, then connect with the energy that is being showered to you right now. And I'm going to move away a little bit so that you guys can really, that are watching, can just really be in the energy and really receive the energy that is being gifted to you from the universe, because the universe is reaching out and has activated and will be teaching what this is and how you can activate it and understand it even more. And just remember, we'll be doing all this starting on the full moon of July 16th. And so what is that? It's like when you open up your energy field to the multidimensional presence that you are, you ignite your heart in many levels at once. Mm-hmm. And so the way Sri and I have been describing this is it's very much like the ignition of a cosmic heart. And it's a cradle of that high heart that has been doing a lot of work, that is a cradle of the physical heart that is really doing its best. And so this is a profound experience, because this was a bond and a promise and whatever other energy you want to put around it, that we all made together in our full mastery consciousness. And that in that time, I have full memory of us all praying we would not have to activate again.
Yes.
And so yes, here we are. Because the other end of the "we prayed we would not have to activate" was the "and we will absolutely say yes, come forward and do what has to be done." And so through that, this is a moment of extraordinary harmonic balance and opportunity, because remember, all beings are in resolution. So everyone is going to activate to this level. The key is, as a lineage holder that is in conscious awareness in this lifetime, then through the co-creative process of the planetary thought body, we need to collectively come together so that we can safely pop in the seventh dimension together to bring that energy back into to this form, so that we may become ever more available, abundant, and joy-filled, and to hold that presence for all.
Wow.
Yeah, so thank you for letting me share that,
no,
Sri.
That was so important. And you know,
because that's things, July.
One of the things that I always abide by with my beloved Kira is that she gets in this flow of this pure connection, and this information is so important. And it's just important to allow that flow to nourish us and to share with us.
Yeah.
Because each and every one of us has our own ideas, you know, we have our own perspectives, and yet there is a universal invitation and a universal remembering at work. And I know for myself, I have a kind of an inner chill inside, because it was one of those moments of I bless you, and should we be needed again, we will arise, and we are here together to stimulate the recognition and the memory and to support the resolution that is upon us. We are all evolving, expanding, and lifting, and this gateway that is brought through, this recognition, will accelerate that.
Mm.
Oh.
And so as you're all breathing and as we're all breathing, this is an extraordinary moment for the lineage holder, especially this week's energy update. Now, of course, because we take callers and we want to interact with you and we want to be here as community, there is always more information about the energy. So those of you that have our app, Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira, remember every Sunday night is when we update the audio where Sri and I give even more information about the week. So you'll want to check your app tonight for that. However, what we want to make sure that all of us are engaging in this week is this recognition that as we enter into, and it's no accident that it's exactly timed with it, as we enter into this profound retrograde, and remember, we've been in the pre-shadow since late June, so we're already in it. But as we really dive, and you can almost feel that energy before us, the dive should be done with great joy and great excitement and enthusiasm for what is ahead. And if that cannot be found, you're going to dive anyway, mm-hmm. at least know what you're diving into. And so this is why this energy of honesty heals and running ignites is important to, let's just say, deconstruct from the mental level mm-hmm. and recognize from that fifth dimensional level of compassion. Now, if that fifth dimensional level of compassion is not making much sense to you, you didn't see yesterday's show, please go watch yesterday's show. It is at the Oneness Talk Radio YouTube channel, or it is at onenesstalkradio.com at our Explore the Mystery show page. You will find it right there.
Yeah. Forgive me, because all of this that's going on has causing me to be a little lightheaded.
Yeah.
One of the things...
Well, it put him in the hospital on the eclipse.
Yeah, one of the things I want to share or pick up on, because the honesty issue is so important. I want to talk about that for a moment. There's a couple of key points for this month. And resolution is indeed the energy of the month. And sometimes there's some steps that we have to embrace in order to fully arrive at resolution, or at least a conscious resolution.
Yes.
Because we're talking about being conscious. We're talking about participating, co-creating, not running away, sticking your head in the sand.
And
all that. And so let's just pause for a moment. I think each and every one of us enjoys honesty, and each and every one of us has learned how to have a soft lie, meaning to be in denial or in distraction, or to simply say, no, I'm not going there.
We got a lot to talk about.
Yeah.
We have a lot to talk about on this, guys.
Yeah, and so I just want to open that doorway a little bit for this part of the conversation, that last month we talked a bit about authenticity.
Relaxing into who you are, right? June was about that relaxation and relaxing and recognizing that if you're hiding, you're lying. And if you're being, you were freeing yourself, right?
So consider those words. Hiding is lying because it's a denial of who you are.
Exactly.
And if you're being, well, then that implies you're being authentically you. You are free at that point. And these things naturally flow into the July energy, that honesty is indeed the healing energy. It is indeed the presence. It is indeed all that is required.
Well, and you know, sometimes you can be honestly running.
Ooh.
And this is why this is why we really have a lot to share about this. So let's first look at honesty is healing, and really pay attention to that, because what that's saying is that you have within your own divine nature called forward the honest truth of you. Now, in order to do that, it means that you have walked through your fear. It means that you have walked through the pain. And it does not mean you will not have it again. You know, oftentimes, especially as we're growing through the pyramid of spiritual awakening, oftentimes honesty is misunderstood. It is misunderstood as, oh, no, you can't say the truth. Well, perhaps it's how you say the truth.
Yeah.
Perhaps it's understanding which truth will invite a greater healing. Perhaps it's about recognizing that the honesty is how you represent yourself, how you call forward your own divine nature. That when the honesty is coming and radiating from you, then you are responsible. And this is where I always love to quote the beloved Krishnamurti, because one of my favorite quotes from him was, until you fully wake up, you are not responsible. Now, that quote is so misunderstood, because what he's saying isn't that you're going to get away with everything. What he's saying is about spiritual responsibility. When we mature in our spiritual journey, when we move beyond the ego-centered fourth dimensional experiences that seek to tell us all the reasons why we should quit, stop, let go, whatever, when we can get beyond all of that, then we hit that fifth dimension experience. And in the fifth dimension ignites what? It ignites the witnesser. Right? That is the oversoul, so to speak, that mm-hmm. is the witnesser of this witness of the third dimension. So like Tolle teaches you to witness, that's all linear and it's great and it'll help you, but it will never lift you. It will claim it will, but how many of you have been doing it for how long and how many people do you know have really lifted? It's linear. And so in order to lift, you cannot just witness. You lift into the fifth dimensional witnesser where true compassion exists. Because as the witnesser of the experience, the heart ignites and we begin to see through compassionate eyes. This is the moment to recognize that unless we are there, we are not responsible. Because, and again, go back and please watch yesterday's show. We talked about how the third and fourth dimension are now meshing and what's happening. We're not going to talk about that again today because it's important for you to understand that the honesty that is healing is actually the being and the freedom that came to you in June. It's that relaxing into yourself. It's that recognizing that, wait a minute, taking responsibility is not a burden. When I look at that from the fifth dimension compassion, taking responsibility means that I'm actually contributing, that I am contributing through my own conscious awakening. And this is why that energy of July needs to be flushed out, especially why would running ignite? Don't we want to ignite only good things? Why would running ignite? There's a lot to talk about that, because this will assist you to navigate what's happening, not only this week, but this honesty and the healing and the running and the igniting is going to be all month long. And it's actually going to probably hang over until about August 15th.
Yeah. This is really powerful information, and I hope that, as I am being present with it yet again, as my mm-hmm. beloved shares, one of the things that comes forward for me is the recognition that we must commit to our path of self-ascension. The yoga of self-ascension offers an opportunity to respect who you are, where you are, and why you are at this moment.
Without dogma.
With no dogma. Just yeah. surrender into your ascended heart.
Exactly.
Surrender into, I'm here, I'm ready, I'm open. Guide me. That's you. That's your relationship with the divine, because the divine is you expressing. And so one of the things that I'm reminded is that oftentimes we try to get a good wrapper on things. Now, it's important to bring our mind along as far as it can go, because it is a deal breaker if it doesn't cooperate.
Well, that's why we have to go to the fifth dimension.
Exactly.
That's why you need to become the witnesser, right?
And so when we're able to talk to ourselves and explain, we're lifting and we're relaxing, the mind then can trust the soul and allow this process to occur without getting in the way or sabotaging it in some fashion.
Well, and let's talk about that, because sure. honesty heals. However, in the honesty, what we discover is that there are so many different things that we are healing. And so there is not a generic healing unless we have reached a level of mastery where we can honestly own that. And then that can happen very, very, what seems like instantaneously, but is oftentimes years or lifetimes of culminated experience. So in the honesty that heals, it becomes an ever-refining spiral. But the question is, are you spiraling up or are you spiraling back down? And this is why the honesty needs to be so deep within that how the honesty is often challenged is by those who may invite you to go deeper. And as they invite to go deeper, oftentimes you might first judge them or yourself. That's usually the first thing comes up. Well, why would I go? Why would this person's opinion and or sharing matter? When we recognize, when we do, as Archangel Zadkiel says, when we keep our eyes on the divine at all times, you never know who's going to offer you the jewel of wisdom. Oftentimes, for me, oftentimes it's the Venezuelan refugee on the streets of Cuenca that I'm handing your money to, because we donate everywhere. And so when you donate to us, that's where your money's going. Or it could be to other beautiful beings that might just walk up to you. It could be a clerk in a shopping mall. You don't know who in that moment is the one that in that face-to-face recognition of your higher essence and their higher essence, they say that which you were needing to hear, or which maybe that was your life's agreement, that in that one moment, they would be there for that one moment. And when we can see every single action that way, then we are anchored in the fifth dimension, because the third dimension will not provide the window for that. And I don't want to spend all the time we did yesterday, watch yesterday's show. And so as that third and fourth dimension are coming together, and as the fifth dimension is destabilizing, this is why the lineage holder activation came forward. As the compassion is destabilizing, and you're seeing that, right? If you're very, very literally, I think in the third dimension, you can see the destabilization of compassion. You know, my heart kind of breathed yesterday as His Holiness the Dalai Lama celebrated his 84th birthday, and he was in Dharmashala, and I was remembering when we were in Dharmashala, and of course my husband has met with His Holiness personally, and I was just so grateful that we had a moment where compassion could have its moment. Yeah. And that as your birthday comes forward, my beloved's birthday is just in a few days on the 10th. Oh, my God. And that you are here to celebrate it.
Yes.
That we are not celebrating the life Sri had in form. We are celebrating that Sri is still here with us now. And because of that, Sri and I are disappearing for 2 days this week. We are disappearing Tuesday and Wednesday because I want my husband to remember. No, we just want 48 hours to celebrate that we have this birthday to celebrate. Celebrate. And so how are you walking into this July? How are you walking into this memory? You know, as you start remembering Atlantis, you will also start remembering another memory. So I want to just offer that to you right now in the light language that it is. And we're going to mention that to you. We're going to let you breathe it in. And then I think we'll go to some of our callers. And then we'll continue with why is running igniting? Because you really need to understand this. And that's going to be a most of the second half of the show. So let's center for a moment. Why don't we, Sri?
Taking in a wonderful clearing breath. So whenever we breathe with consciousness, we send a signal to our body and our emotions and our mind that all is well. It's safe to relax now. And just be present, listen.
So taking in a deep breath, if it's safe to close your eyes, please do so. And just invite yourself to be comfortable and relaxed. And I'm going to repeat some words. Sri will repeat them, and then I will repeat them again. And all we're inviting you to do is notice what you feel. And if you're in the chats, you might want to talk about that afterwards. So take in a breath again. Tulea Sularia Olaha.
Tulea Sularia Olaha.
Tulea Sularia Olaha. And as you breathe, notice what you feel. If you open up your eyes, the room might look a little brighter. If you know what I was talking about, then you've read our book, Atlantean Revelations. If you felt what I was talking about, then believe me, you're a lineage holder. And if you're not sure, relax even more, because you are here now, and that is not an accident. And so, Sri, I really, in that experience, you know, that's our honesty. And I think our honesty is healing the fact that after Sri and I published and put out 2012 Atlantean Revelations, Being a Mystic in a 9-to-5 World, which had the first 12 lessons of light in it, which we are now making available at our website. So if you have not taken the 12 lessons of light, ShreeandKira.com. They are free. All you do is say, yes, I want the lessons of light. And every week you get one sent to your inbox. Please take these lessons.
Very powerful.
But we had so much fascinating backlash after we published the first pieces of that we had to make some hard decisions. And one of those decisions was that we sincerely needed to be global citizens, that we sincerely needed to leave the country that we had lived in our entire lives and really walk the walk of the cosmic shaman, so to speak. And that walk took us to Guatemala. And we were there for almost 7 full years and living with the highland Mayan elders and really diving into that culture and really doing things and seeing things and witnessing things that are beyond what we could share now. Oh. And then from there, that deep call to essentially the end of the earth, right? Way down there in Uruguay, where you can feel the pressure of the bottom of the pole, where you can feel the heaviness and the energy and having to really very primordially and living with the crystalline elders and the rock keepers that are defy all energy. And then knowing that we were being invited to, that was our opportunity. It was our opportunity to say no more. And after 2 years, it became clear that we were being asked, something activated inside of us. Yeah. And so 2 years ago, we knew this was coming. We just didn't know when. And that's when we came to Ecuador to really anchor balance energy here at the equator. And the Andes Mountains are playing a huge role in the stabilization of the entire Gaia experience. And here we were freed and to be who we are. And so we are ourselves not holding back anything. And thank you for being here now.
You know, many people write about the eagle and the condor and the earth and the portals, and all of this information is useful. All of the information has nuggets of truth that will help awaken recognitions. What I've come to recognize is the earth has two backbones. There's the Himalayas and the Andes, and that I'm just calling them backbones because that serves as a way of communicating that this is the energetic support. This is where the energies emanate in a balanced fashion on our beloved globe. And it's important to honor that each and every one of us is a portal. Each and every one of us is a portal of light. And so when we come together at a sacred site, for example, a magnification happens. When we come together with sacred intention, a magnification happens.
Absolutely.
And this is why even just gathering for these broadcasts, while there, you know, you may say, oh, there's people from all over the world, yes, but there is a uniform intention, and that intention is about a sincerity, about loving each other.
And I want to share that yesterday on our Oneness Talk Radio YouTube channel, when we do try to look at the chats when we're offline so that we can always acknowledge you and connect with you that way. It was interesting that there were a few trolls that tried to get in, and the blessing of this community is that you guys love them so much. They just get to write their little thing, and because there's no engagement, they go away. And this always reminds me of that beautiful, beautiful a story that Sri shared with me so many years ago about this beautiful African tribe that when anyone in the tribe would steal from another or harm another or do something that was so outside the bounds, their law of justice was to come together in unison and to put that person in the middle of a circle where they would each remind them of their true nature, where they would just keep reminding them of who they really are until they finally woke up out of their slumber, became responsible, could therefore bring compassion around themselves, compassion to those they may have injured, and healed. That's honest healing.
Yes.
That's the model that Passionate Action is about. Passionate Action will not give over to the fuel of the density. What is the fuel of the density? It's anger.
Yes.
It's anger and it's fear. And so when we feed fear with anger, we get more fear. And when we feed that anger with hate, we get a lot more anger as well. Mm-hmm. And when we unify hate, anger, and fear in the name of any false god, regardless of what it is, it could be a false god of money, it could be a false god of time, a false god of religion, it doesn't matter. But when those three become unified, the third dimension solidifies. Yeah. And the fifth dimension destabilizes. And in the seventh dimension, the lineage holders are activated. And that's where we are.
Yeah. And it's amazing time. And I just want to tip of the hat to everyone in the chat room.
Yes.
Because you're
amazing.
Is you are essentially offering the same thing as this beautiful tribe in Africa that helps us remember who we are. There's so much love and positivity reflected, just offering hellos and namastes and saying, yes, I know how you feel to each other, helps us feel safe, helps us continue to anchor into trust.
Yeah.
Because without trust, society cannot function. Without trust, upliftment cannot happen. Trust is love.
Yes.
And
exactly. 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 And trust and love are honesty.
Yes.
How do you arrive at honesty? It's through that love. And this is why the yoga of self-ascension makes it so easy.
Yes.
Because in the yoga of self-ascension, we are offered such a divine cradle of co-creative experience. You know, it's as unique as you are. And so you have this beautiful support network to call forward that honesty, thereby freeing yourself from any of that downward cycling. Because unless we are honest continually, we begin running. And so we're going to talk about the running after we take a few callers.
Let's
you want
to
do that, Sri? Okay, we have so many of you that have been holding so long. So right up there at Portland, Maine, is that where
Portland,
we'll begin?
Maine,
it looks like Lauren, maybe? Namaste, Portland, Maine. Welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Namaste, brother.
Namaste.
And sister.
Namaste, angel.
Welcome.
Together we are better.
Yes.
Yes. I just want to thank you so much for the guidance that you've given me. I have done so well, and I'm so excited, and I feel so connected to you and the collective. And I would just like a mini soul reading, please, so I can hopefully be helpful to myself and others.
Oh, Angel, you already are. I mean, I have like tears in my eyes connecting with your energy field, because your energy field is very, the word I want to use is precious. You carry this sweet, precious energy. And when I connect with you, I feel like you're dripping in little, they're not beads of water. It would look like little water beads, but they're crystalline light. And there's many different colors. And there's like these little fairies around you. And then there's these butterflies. And what they're saying is that you are the rainbow-hearted one. They're saying, go forth and shower the world with that which you are. Be not afraid. You are ready. And I'm covered in chills. I'm just covered in chills. And thank you. Thank you for igniting our show today. I am so honored to connect with you. And thank you for being on the planet. And you better be there July 16th. We love you.
I'm already signed up.
Yay!
I'm signed up. I love you too.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Namaste, sweetheart. Namaste. You are so welcome.
Mwah.
Namaste, my love. All right, Sri, where are we going to? Is that like Burlington, Iowa, maybe? IA? I'm not sure. Okay, somebody on a cellular in Burlington, Iowa?
Hi, yes.
Hi.
Namaste, Sri and Kira. Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
It's Sarah. Hi, it's Sarah here.
Hi, Sarah.
First, I want to thank both of you being here with all of us. You guys have been so instrumental, I know, to myself and to this whole community, and thank you for bringing this community to us. I'm calling today because I would like a soul reading about an experience that has arisen for me just this last week. I've noticed that while I was meditating one day, and I noticed that I started spinning like a pendulum. Mm-hmm. When you hold a pendulum and it moves in a circular motion, I start moving in a counterclockwise circular motion. And it's so soothing, and mm-hmm. it's almost like this vortexy feeling, and it's amazing. And I know it's a gift that's manifested for me to experience. And I would like a reading around that. I know that there's probably many of us who are noticing the manifestations of some kind coming in, and I was just curious about this one for myself.
Well, thank you for asking. And my eyes can barely open right now because there's so much 6th, 7th, and 8th chakra energy going on in you right now. I mean, it's just like, it feels like I'm wearing a heavy, it's like somebody took a big old cooking pot and threw it on my head. And it's sitting there on my 6th, and my 7th and 8th are going, you know, it's like I'm inside of a can. And what they're saying is that, yes, for you personally and for many, including my beloved Sri, who wound up in the hospital with almost the same thing, only it wasn't happening during meditation. This is an actual energy that assists the cosmic heart to realign all of the DNA. This is actually part of a practice that we're doing in the lineage holders, where we start spinning in one direction and then spinning in the other. You are already actively working in the seventh dimension, and this is part of why you're calling in right now, because a lot of you are, and you're not even aware of it, and it can make the physical body fascinating. In your case, because you're connecting through your meditation, you're getting that direct stabilization. What you need to start doing is, the next time that happens, is go deeper with it and ask for the rest. Ask for the greater message. And then you'll find that it, as the pendulum will come to a stationary position, is when the greatest portal of light opens, and you're like right on it. And so thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And I cannot wait. I have to say, I love all three of the shows that you guys bring to us every single week. I look forward to it so much, and I'm so looking forward. I did the core back in June, and I'm so looking forward to the lineage coming up next week. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being part of this.
Thank you. Oh, no, thank you, my angel. You. Namaste. You. We love you, too. You know, Sri, I want to jump to our emails.
Yeah.
We have, and beloved angels, I do need to share, we have just had more emails come in than we could even possibly get to today, but we will be going through all of them, including on my Thursday night show, Soul Mirrors. However, Sri, we had an email come in from Brilla, and I really thought that because it opens with a happy birthday to you, you should read it.
Okay.
But I think, guys, the reason I'm selecting this email, and this is going to be the only email we're going to read on air today, and we will get to all the others, I promise. It just might take us a few days, because I think a lot of people are going through this. And
sure.
So this is why we selected Brilla.
Well, the subject line here says, wow, this eclipse is intense.
Yes, July 2nd. Was that just last week?
Dear Sri and Kira, happy birthday month, Sri. Thank you. After the meditation in the Journey to the Core class.
That was the June class.
The June class. I felt deep peace like never before for weeks. Thank you. And waking up with the meditations in the app really helped me anchor peace even more. Just after the eclipse, though, I started feeling very confused, anxious, stomach pain, tormented in my own mind, like a complete 180. I'm at a crossroads in my life right now, and both decisions would require large amounts of courage.
Mm.
Is it a sign of a lineage holder that one feels both immeasurably brave and terrified practically all the time? Ha ha, she says. I would really appreciate a mini soul reading if it flows for you guys. I love you both so much. P.S. I'm sitting at the lake reading your amazing Mayan sunrise book again.
Right on.
And I really wish I could convey to you how much you enrich my life every day. Well, thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, Brilla. And we loved our time at Lake Atitlan, and I am so glad you are still there. It is a truly magical place and the holder of one of the abodes of the Ascended Masters.
Yes.
Now, as far as your personal reading, and I think it's going to be for a lot of others right now, too, the answer is yes. It is possible for a lineage holder to do this. However, what it is also indicative of is an awakened lineage holder. Because unless you are awake, you are unable, and I want to use your exact words, immeasurably brave and terrified practically all the time. That is a sign of mastery awakening, and the number one reason most people turn away. Because look at the honesty that is healing you right now. It is the honesty of saying, wait a minute, I'm incredibly brave, feeling good about this. I'm also really terrified. That's honesty. That's healing. That is a mastery energy. And as far as you are at a crossroads very, very much. What I will share with you is what happened for you during that dive. Remember, that was that new moon, full solar eclipse, July 2nd. And a lot of lineage holders got thrown off base that day. Shri wound up in the hospital that day because on that day, that big portal opened and everyone had to jump. And so when you jumped, how you jumped, and the trip or the journey you took yourself on through that moment is what is bringing you into this moment now. So if you're not sure what it is, get the clarity. You know, I want to give you a little metaphor because I find it very serendipitous and somewhat fascinating. So in June was the first miracle opening of the Rise of Lineage Holders, and we had the two journeys. Well, it was also during that time that the mountain here at Tosa Blue Mountain, we live literally in the Andes Mountains, I walked up to a peak where a eucalyptus tree that had been burned during our fire revealed caves to me. And I turned around and the two caves came forward. And since then, we have had those two caves called, and I'll give you guys pictures of them. We'll have pictures at next week's show. What I'm sharing with you is this. The first cave, you go in to gain your clarity. Mm-hmm. And the second cave is the cave of creation, and that how you enter these caves matters. Well, what the divine directors have shown me was that June was our month of clarity. It was the core month. It was the month where as lineage holders, we were like, oh my gosh, we've been activated. But July is our month of creation. We have to go in again, and we have to go in this time as the masters we are. And so I do want to make clear that someone had asked, do you have to have taken the June journey to be in the July? No, absolutely not. However, we have been remiss in getting the June journey available for those who missed it live to get it. So we will get that up on the website this week, and do encourage that if you did not take the June journey, learning how to do the jumps, learning how to go into the time and responsibly anchor your own mastery would be valuable. But it's not mandatory. And I just wanted to clarify that because there were some people that thought that there was a prerequisite. There is not. Just go to shriankara.com, click on learn, be there.
I want to also just honor the letter that came in from Briella.
Oh, yeah. Amazing.
And that stimulated this whole discussion because we are all traveling together. We are indeed expanding together, and Kira and I are delighted and honored to be able to offer you the perspectives and the information that's coming through, and yet it remains upon you to take action.
And that's really the key, you know, it's really the key.
And that reminds me back to the Krishnamurti quotation is to be response-able, to be able to respond.
Exactly.
Requires consciousness. Anything short of that is reactivity.
Oh, yes.
And our outer world, the mass consciousness, demonstrates tons of reactivity.
It does.
It does not as much demonstrate responsibility.
This is true. And so let's take a few more callers right now, because we have so many of you on hold. Keep holding. We will get to as many of you as you can. And remember, if we don't get through to you, you can always give us a buzz during my show, the Voices of Women of Consciousness, Soul Mirrors, which is Thursday evenings at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Always the same phone number. And of course, Shri and I explore the mystery Saturdays at 1 p.m. And today, Voice of Passionate Action at noon. All right, Shri, it looks like we're going to Massachusetts. And it looks like we're saying hi to Brighton, Massachusetts. Namaste, Brighton, Mass.
Hi, yes, this is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
How are you guys?
We are loving you. Thanks for being here.
I'm so excited that you picked me because my birthday is tomorrow.
I love that. Oh, my God. Wow, 7-7, girl. Aren't you something?
Yeah. And I also wanted to wish Shri a happy birthday as well. And I wanted to also say, Shri, I'm so happy that you're still on this earth. And it's a godsend. And I prayed for you so much. And I'm just so happy that you're doing well.
Thank you. And because of you and many like you, I am here. And I will continue
yes.
to be here.
And you're going to stay here, too.
Yes.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
That's what I hope for.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly.
So I was just hoping, so Kira, you had given me a birthday soul reading last year, and you were spot on. And so I was just so excited to get through today to see what I have in store for me just for the upcoming year for my birthday, like a little mini soul reading.
Oh, thank you for that honor and happy, happy birthday.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so cute. As you were asking that for me, it was almost like I heard my heart jump. It was like a moment. It was precious. And I was connecting with your guides and they said, yes, this year for you is going to be filled with many like surprises. And connections.
Okay.
It's a year of rapid growth. I mean, like
oh,
rocket ship growth. Like they're saying that, like I'm covered. I wish my chills would show up on air. I'm just covered in these chills that they're saying it's like you're a rocket ship going into space and you have the fuel, you have the training, you have the capacity. Now you just need to let it happen. And there's going to be lots of those like wow moments, like things you didn't expect and moments that will surprise you. However, what's going to happen is that you're going to be greeting those moments from a much greater level of awareness. And so they're saying that everything is going to tick together, that by the end of the year, you're going to be staring ahead at, you'll be staring ahead at 2020, I think the clearest you've ever been in your life, and looking back at this year going, wow. And so that's what they're sharing, my angel, and I'm so grateful you gave us
wonderful.
That honor. Yes, you are.
Yes, thank you.
Happy
thank
day.
You. Happy birthday, angel.
Oh, thank you. I love you both.
Oh, we
good
love
luck
you too.
To both of you, and stay healthy.
We will, and we'll see you on the 16th.
All right, bless you.
Okay.
All right, honey.
Love you.
We love you, sweetheart. Namaste.
All right. Well, that's fun.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm sweating. I mean, are any of you like getting the really hot, like, wow, because this community is so extraordinary. And when we all come together like this, it's just mind boggling to me what happens. And so, Sheree, I want to talk more about the running and the igniting, because this is really important to understand that. Would you put the slide up? And so do you have that slide?
Well, let's see what we have.
There it is. So. Honesty heals. There you go. And running ignites. And the reason that this graphic was created was because you can see that it's all one ray of energy, right? And if we were to be in that harmonious center of creation, then the more that we move from that, the greater the pulsing flow. And you'll see that there's always like these stages. So just as we've been talking about the healing of the honesty and about how it begins with being honest with ourselves, let's remember that in order to lift through the energy that's happening right now, we've got to be clear about what's happening. And so you have to lift into first the fifth dimension to be able to honestly see that which is happening from the energy of the witnesser. So when we continually, and we do, right, we all will continually run and ignite as many journeys as needed until we are ready to fully heal. And remember that this healing can only begin and sustain through honesty with the self. And it's actually a really simple process, but it can actually take pretty many years to learn with the spiritual discernment. And so until the moment that we will frequently move through the honest stages with ourselves, we might not discover that aspect of the self, right, that we haven't been comfortable looking at. And so honesty is often misunderstood and misapplied. And remember, guys, we're talking about the experience of honesty here. And it doesn't matter if it's positive or negative, but that's how we begin to determine how much honesty is safe. How much, you know, because if we are not safe within our own self, we cannot be honest, period. And this is the gift of the true healing. It's the gift of the entire journey. And the fact that this is what's opening right now is pretty powerful, because it's how we unwind the loop. Now, how does the loop get started, right? Well, the vast experience of the multitudes of journeys that have been created through the energy of the running ignition, right? will offer the peace that we so desperately crave. And that's why we keep igniting, because it's through the ignition of the journey that also comes the recognition that it is the moment for the experience that will call out the opportunity for the honesty, thereby creating the healing portal. So let's go back to you and I live, just in case. Have we confused you all? Have we confused you yet? And this is also going to be really expanded in the lineage holder's journey, yeah. Because if you understand how to unwind these loops, then you know, this is the moment that we are at. Is we are at a moment of unwinding, and this entire year has been training. Do you realize that? We've been learning how to these time portals, the multiple dimensions, you know, all of it.
You know, and I think we can all relate. We oftentimes get ignited because we have run away. We've been stimulated. We get ignited. We transit a loop.
Exactly.
And that loop is as cascading experiences, pleasant or unpleasant. And that those experiences are kind of capture our energy, capture our consciousness until a recognition happens.
Well, and we run from everything.
It seems to be human nature.
We might be honest in one aspect of ourselves, so we might have a healing going on over there, but yet we're running from all these others, igniting all these simultaneous journeys, which is why we keep running through the same thing over and over again. It might look a little different, but it's ultimately because you're running from yourself. And until you can get into that really naked, transparent honesty with yourself, the healing portal cannot open.
Which is really about the beingness stop hiding.
Yeah.
Because when we hide, we're lying.
Well,
to ourselves.
This is what June was showing us, right? You know, if we're hiding, we're lying. But if we are being, we are free. And in that being, we are no longer running from ourselves. You know, you might be honest about one aspect of your life and not honest about another. So this running and this hiding and this lying all come around together. And so the key is that in order to be able to really break free, we have to go outside of this.
Well, this
I'm holding my head.
Understanding.
All of this goop, and it needs to be done with a minimum of 444 of us together to have this kind of moment in the sand. And so, help us. Please, can we gather 444 of us? You know, spread the word. Let people know about the Lineage Holder program, because this energy that's birthing this week is going to get bigger. Those of you that have downloaded our app, Spiritual Mastery with Sri and Kira, either at Apple Store or Google Play, remember, every week we give you the energy update. There's going to be a lot more about this in the app tonight, so make sure you get there, check your audio, along with this week's profound, profound weekly ensouled message from the divine directors. It's a big energy opening up. It's a big week ahead. And Sri, we have time. Can we say hi to a few more people?
Absolutely. We've got a lot of beautiful souls standing by.
So many beautiful ones. Where are we going now, Sri?
Oh, we can head to so many places.
Yeah, well, here, let's go to Las Vegas, it looks like.
Vegas.
And we're going to say hi to Paul. Namaste, Paul. Welcome.
Yes. Hi, Sri and Kira. How are you?
We are wondrous. How are you, my angel?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so honored to speak with you. I have to tell you that the two of you, I'm surrounded by many, many incredible professionals, but what the two of you are doing, who you are, and the energy you have, you possess, it's something different, and it's very special. So I am very honored to be on this call with you. Today in particular, this morning, I was just brought to your live, and ultimately, I'd love the honor and privilege of having a mini soul reading. But the reason is because even though I've very much been in the work that I'm doing for a long time, it's been a long road and a long awakening, but what I'm experiencing yesterday, today, is a kind of heart chakra awakening unlike I've ever known. And it's in my line of work, it's redirecting everything in my entire reality as I know it to ultimately, I mean, a very vast story took down into the smallest concept is to take me back to a true state of innocence and how that will now transform all that I do. And I'm trying this morning, just moments before going online and seeing your live, trying to understand how to now bring this into a physical fruition, into what I do and what I'm meant to do. And I know that's not a lot, but I believe if anyone can tap into that energy and speak the words that I need to hear at this moment, I really do feel that Kira is the one to do so.
Well, I'm crying, so forgive me. And I'm crying because I see you're over. I feel my, I'm going to just bow. You can feel the crown radiation coming toward you. And this message is coming from this beautiful, bright light being that is huge behind you. And they are right behind you right now. And they're forming what looks to me to be, it's like, I don't even know how to describe this, almost like an appointed archway of crystalline light. And you are in there, and you are in this beautiful robe. And this is you talking to you now. And you are holding, it's funny, you're like this. I don't know if my hands will show on the video. And there's a big white pillar. It's lit. It looks like a candle to me, but I don't think it's candle. And they're saying that in this moment, relax and begin to feel the golden spirals weaving around your feet. Illuminate them up through your body of form and shake off all that has brought you to now. It is time to cast off that which has been, because you have already stepped into that which is. If we are to use the word mission, it is not that it is beginning again. It will expand in a way that was unexpected yet known, for this is an activation that has come from the very depths of your divine nature, and it is not one that was preordained to be here now. Move forward and breathe and remember who you are, for in this moment there is a grand rectification that is flowing through you. And I'm watching you, your arms are coming out, they're lifting, and it's like you're taking this hood off. And I'm staring at you, and you have this huge blue jewel. It's like from bridge of nose to crown to the forehead line. And I'm just like, I'm in the beam, and so are you. And that's why you asked and got through today. And I thank you, because I needed this message, and I am so grateful. That I'm going to start crying, and I'm sorry.
Many blessings, dear.
Wow. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And you better be there on the 16th. I love you so much. Namaste. Oh, my God.
Namaste.
Mwah. Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@sriandkiraradio.com and check out more information at sriandkira.com. See you next week. Namaste.